News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
There will be no increase in property tax rates in the next fiscal year. Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips gave the assurance in Parliament last Tuesday. He was addressing speculation in the media about the supposed intentions of the government to increase property taxes.
Property tax notices will be sent to individual landowners in the next few weeks, informing them of the charges for the next fiscal year.
Dr. Phillips is urging taxpayers to make payments early, noting that property tax is an important revenue source for local government operations, such as garbage collection and street lights. The government will be providing 2,850 housing solutions for sugar workers in Westmoreland. Minister of Agriculture Derek Kellier says 861 of the houses are to be completed this year, 650 in the Hertford-Moraz area, 85 in Shrewsbury, 6 in Barham, 70 in Maisie Muir, and 50 in Yeast Plant. Minister Kellier says the government has also sought to provide improved housing for sugar workers in Trelawney.
With grant funding from the US, the EU Barracks Relocation Program, some $298 million has been spent to rehouse 84 families at Spicy Hill in Trelawney and Maisie Muir and Shrewsbury and Barham in Westmoreland.
In the meantime, the sugar company of Jamaica Holdings is also undertaking a housing development and community regularization program. The program spans all six sugar estates in St. Catherine, Clarendon, Westmoreland, St. Thomas, and Trelawney. The Urban Development Corporation, UDC, has concluded arrangements to lease the Victoria Pier building on the Kingston waterfront to Yosemite Holdings Limited. Chairman of the UDC, Senator K.D. Knight, says the lease is for 25 years.
We have recently concluded a lease with a private sector entrepreneur who will be restoring the building, who will be establishing a restaurant and other entertainment facilities there.
Entertainment facilities to be established include a lounge, a sports gaming facility, art gallery, and an outdoor entertainment area. The UDC chairman says the lease of the property is in line with the corporation's plans for the redevelopment of downtown Kingston. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, Colette Roberts-Risden, says the ministry is working to have the Occupational Safety and Health Bill tabled in Parliament in the upcoming legislative year. The bill will set the groundwork for the protection of workers in all spheres of economic activities and will comprehensively address all occupational hazards. Mrs. Risden says passage of the bill will ensure compliance with several international conventions. The occupational safety and health legislation will seek to maintain high standards of safety and health at work. And at least 500 apprentices, ranging from unskilled persons to those with degrees, are projected to be engaged in the Registered Apprenticeship Program, RAP, for the current fiscal year. The number will increase to over 2,000 by the end of the 2015-2016 financial year. The program equips young job seekers with academic qualifications and an opportunity to enter the labor market.
We have already secured placements in areas including education, agriculture, construction, business, information technology, animation, motor vehicle mechanics, and the impending logistics hub. By the end of this month, 168 apprentices will be placed in high schools island-wide and trained as laboratory technicians under the supervision of HART instructors with the responsibility for maintaining the laboratory equipment in those schools.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. The Registered Apprenticeship Program is being implemented by the Ministry of Education through the HART Trust NTA. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Kadisha Watkiss.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.